meditating and focusing on God as a good shepherd. So these two segments, one is coming from the Bible app. You can follow along. It's entitled Get a Hold of Insecurity. It's a 5-day plan. And the second part is the day-by-day gospel-rooted blog from saturatetheworld.com. And this particular one was written by Jake Chambers. So let's get into it. Let's jump into Get a Hold of Insecurity, Day 2. Manifestation of Insecurity. I care what they think. In high school, I used to care so much about what people thought of me that I was nervous to walk across the cafeteria because I didn't want people to critique me. Do they like me? How does my outfit look? Was my joke funny? And on the thoughts played in my head like a dripping faucet. So I can relate to Saul's actions in 1 Samuel 15, unfortunately. But thankfully, I can also not relate to him because God has helped me over the years to care less about what people think and more about what he thinks. In this chapter, God orders Saul to battle and defeat the Amalekites. And not just defeat them, but annihilate them. At the core of this, God wants to remove any trace of the wicked nation. However, Saul and the army good morning. So this is the Saturate blog. You can find it at saturatetheworld.com. It was written by Jake Chambers. They have a gospel rooted day by day. This is week 8. God is a good shepherd. Who is God? God is a good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I
Lord God, thank you so much for bringing us together today to study and listen to your word, God. Thank you, Lord God, for touching our places of insecurity, God, where we focus more on what other people want for us than what you want for us. Lord, give us an ear to hear your words, a heart to be inspired by your words, a mind to obey your words. Hallelujah, God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for stepping into a deep relationship with you. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be so close to you, Lord God, for you to be able to hide us behind your cross, to separate us from sin, Lord God, and to lead us, Lord God, into peace, and to provide for us, Lord God, and to care for us and to protect us, God. As we meditate on Psalms 23 today, let us not forget how great you are, what a good shepherd you are, and all the many things you have for us, that we are not forgotten, God, and that you remember us day in and day out. In Jesus' name, amen.